friends, welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. My name is Mr. Jim, and I love turning your ideas into amazing adventures. You see, kids like you send me ideas, and then I turn them into an awesome adventure that we do every single day. Parents, this has been a game changer for our family in decreasing screen time and increasing imagination. Well, friends, are you ready for today's amazing story? Me too, let's go! Today was a very exciting day for Cedar. You see, he was going to a rocket museum, which he had dreamed about for a very long time. Have you ever been to a museum before? Oh, they're amazing places full of amazing things. But this one had been on Cedar's list for a very long time. This museum was home to all kinds of information about rocket ships, space travel, and more. They even had exhibits of old rockets that you could climb on inside and pretend to be a real astronaut. Wow, that would be such a cool place to go. Well, Cedar was actually gonna go there today. This was a dream of his that was finally coming true. Cedar, it's time to put your shoes on, come on, shouted his mom. Okay, I'm coming. What is all that stuff you have with you? She asked. Oh, when I go to space, I gotta bring all my gear. Cedar was carrying with him a very large backpack that was full of a lot of things. I can't quite see what's all inside of that backpack, but it looked like some snacks and maybe, you know, some things that an astronaut might need. His mom smiled and said, well, Cedar, I don't think you're actually going to space today. I think this is just learning about rocket ships. But as long as it fits all in that one bag, I guess that's okay. Yes, said Cedar. As they jumped into the car, he buckled his seatbelt and off they drove to the museum. It felt like a very long drive because he was counting down the seconds and minutes to when he would be able to step inside of a real rocket ship. But finally, up ahead, with his face plastered against the window of the car, he could see it. Is that the museum? He shouted. Yes, it is. We are here, said his mom as they pulled into the parking lot. Cedar was so excited, he almost jumped out of the car before it even stopped. Let's go, let's go, let's go! I'm right behind you, Cedar, said his mom. As they ran towards the museum, he was amazed at how big the building was. The entrance was really cool. His mom handed him the ticket, and they checked in at the front door. And there it was. They were inside of the amazing Rocket Museum. This is the coolest place I have ever seen, shouted Cedar. His eyes didn't even know where to look. Have you ever been in a place where there's so many amazing things to look at that you don't even know where to start? That's exactly what Cedar felt, but he was gonna look and learn about everything he possibly could. That afternoon, Cedar had a really fun day. He learned about rockets and got to pretend to be an astronaut, put on a helmet, and even taste some space food. Ooh, it kind of was a little dry. But it was such a fun day learning all about rockets and space. Do you want to go grab some pizza? Are you getting hungry? Said Cedar's mom.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I was so excited, I forgot that I'm actually starving, said Cedar.
Okay, I'm gonna go get some pizza. Why don't you just stay in this area right here?
Can I go in that spaceship right over there?
Said Cedar, pointing to the other side of the room. Yes, that's okay. Just don't go any further.
Okay.
Cedar grabbed a helmet and jumped into that one rocket that he had not been inside of. This one was pretty cool. It almost looked like it was still real and like it would actually work. Wow, look at all these lights, said Cedar, As he sat down in the captain's seat, he put on his helmet, strapped on the seatbelt, and was surrounded by a whole bunch of flashing lights. He closed his eyes and imagined blasting off to space. Oh, it would be so cool to go to like Mars or something, said Cedar. I wish I was a real astronaut. He scanned the dashboard for different buttons to push. And there was one button that was very different. Of all the spaceships that he had been in, this one, he'd never seen this button before. Huh. I wonder what it does. As he pushed the button, he heard a sound.
Boop, boop, boop.
Mission Control, you are clear for takeoff.
Whoa, that sounded so real, said Cedar. And boy, oh boy, was that real. Cedar is in for a big surprise. All of a sudden, his seat began to shake. Wow, this is a really realistic simulation here, said Cedar.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ah, what's going on? All of a sudden, the spaceship that Cedar was in blasted off for real out of the ceiling of the museum. He couldn't believe it, but good thing he was already seatbelt buckled in, because that was a bumpy ride. His mom turned around and her mouth dropped open. Cedar! She was so surprised, she dropped the pizza right on the floor. Cedar! She shouted. Holy smokes! What in the world has Cedar just gotten into? How did they allow a real rocket ship into that museum where kids would climb inside of? Oh dear, this is a serious problem. I hope Cedar knows what he's getting into, but we're gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Vanilla from Mississauga, Canada, Carter from Ontario, Canada, Kobe and Hunter from Vancouver, BC, Teddy and JJ from Frankfort, Illinois, Aiden, Noah and Alana from Melbourne, Australia, Misha from, I don't know where Misha's from, and Theo from Evanston, Illinois. Hey friends, I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on the spy team, we could not stop them without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!